We must have a hopeful faith in the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verses 16 to 25. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. What kind of hope do the righteous have as they live in the Holy Spirit? We live looking forward to the new heaven and new earth, hoping for the gospel to be preached throughout the whole world. Now is an era without hope. Does this age truly have hope? No, it does not. If there is any, there is hope only in Jesus. This age is an imperfect age and an age without hope. This age is changing day by day, and people are doing their utmost to keep up with those changes. Instead of seeking spiritual truth and thinking and pondering in search of spiritual happiness, people are struggling not to fall behind in the world and are living as slaves to the world. In this world, new types of occupations are emerging, and existing ones are disappearing. In this way, people are living in a world of great change. Therefore, all the people of the world are running busily without rest in their hearts. However, hope toward this world is disappearing from people's hearts. This is because they are living in an era where the future is not guaranteed. We are living in such an era right now. We must have the hope of living eternally in the Holy Spirit. With what kind of faith can we have true hope? We can have true hope through faith in the gospel of water and the Spirit. Those who believe in the Lord and have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit must place their hope not in this world, but in heaven. The Apostle Paul spoke about the true hope of heaven. Those of us who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit live with the hope of heaven in the Holy Spirit. By believing in the gospel that Jesus Christ was baptized by John to take away our sins and shed his blood on the cross to save us, who were sinners, from the sins of the world, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and set our hope on heaven. Our Lord has given the hope of heaven to those who believe in the word of the removal of sin. In verses 19 to 21, it says, "For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." This means that even the creation hopes no longer to decay or die. All creation has the hope of being freed from slavery to destruction. A day will surely come when all the created world that God has made will be born again and never perish. For example, a single flower that blooms from the stem of a tree will one day wither and decay, but in the new world, even such a flowering tree will never die, will always bloom new flowers, and will live forever. A day will also come when those of us who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit will live forever. Jesus Christ said that he will come again to this earth, and he will resurrect the bodies of those who are born again and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, clothing them with new bodies that will never deteriorate or die. And he promised that we would live with the Lord forever in the kingdom of heaven. All creation in this world is waiting for that time. When that day comes, these creatures will also never die and will live together with us, the sons of God. A world seen through hope. When is hope fulfilled for the righteous? It is fulfilled when the Lord comes again to this earth. Even as we look at this world, we must view it with hope. According to the written word, this world will face destruction through earthquakes, diseases, wars, and famines. However, this is not the end. At the end of this world, our Lord will return, renew all creation, and clothe us humans with perfect new spiritual bodies that will never again decay or die. Other creatures, such as animals and plants, will also be endowed with the ability never to die again. By believing this word, we must have hope. Currently, this world is in unspeakable groaning, and those who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit also groan as they await the day of the glorious redemption to be enjoyed as God's adopted children. On the day our Lord returns, we will become His adopted children and be made God's people who will never again be sick, decay, perish, or die, so we look at the world with hope. Although this world will face destruction, we must live in hope, believing that when the Lord who took away all our sins returns to this earth, He will renew all things and also renew those who have been born again. The renewed creation will truly be a beautiful and cheerful world, like a fantasy world from a fairy tale. Let us think about living in such a place for 1,000 years. And when we go to heaven, as sons of God, a blessed life will continue forever. We must live in this rebellious world with such hope. Everyone, is there hope when you look at this world? There is no hope. Because people cannot have hope in their hearts as they look at the world, they live however it turns out. But our Lord gave the hope of heaven to the righteous who have received the removal of sins. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Because we were saved by hoping in the word of the Lord, we must wait with perseverance. Our actual soul has been saved from sin and has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That is, the one who has received the removal of sins has no sin in their heart and has received the Holy Spirit. But what about the body? This weak body, too, will be resurrected and changed when the Lord comes, and will be clothed with new life to live with God forever. This is a new and true hope that only those who are born again can have, that we will be made perfect in both spirit and body. The soul will also be made perfect, and the body will never die again, never get sick again, and be made perfect forever. Our life in this world cannot be perfect because we wear a weak and lacking flesh. But at that time, we will live again as perfect beings. Let us look toward that day. This is a life and hope that only those who have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit can have. Everyone, the hope of the righteous is not only in the kingdom of God, but it is also fulfilled on this earth. According to the written word, when the 7-year tribulation comes upon this world, our Lord will return. Our Lord will surely come. The Lord at His first coming clearly came and was baptized for sinners, was crucified and died to save all sinners from sin and make them righteous, and then ascended back to heaven. That Lord is now coming again. The returning Lord will awaken those who believe in Jesus and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in their hearts, and will free their bodies from being enslaved to decay. The Lord will resurrect the sleeping saints and clothe them with new bodies that will never decay or become sick again. Also, on the last day, the Lord will rapture us believers, and after renewing all creation, we will reign with our Lord for 1,000 years in the millennial kingdom, living a life of reward for 1,000 years. It is a rehearsal prepared in advance for those who will enter the eternal kingdom of heaven. This is hope for heaven, and it is also a reality. At that time, what is incomplete will be made perfect, and what is perishable will live in an imperishable state. This written word of God will be fulfilled through Jesus Christ. People with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, let us have hope. The decline, sickness, and death of all things do not mean the end forever. We must have the hope of faith that the Lord will come and perfect all things. Those with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit must set their hope on the new heaven and new earth. Because of this hope, they can live on this earth spreading the gospel. Everyone, because we have been saved from the sins of the world, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is in our hearts. The Holy Spirit in our hearts is waiting for that day while looking toward it. Also, He Himself intercedes before God the Father from within our hearts so that we may not be discouraged, but live with hope and faith. It is a life of living with hope in the Holy Spirit. Where is the world that the righteous will live in? It is the millennial kingdom, which the Lord will establish when He returns, and the eternal kingdom of heaven. Therefore, we must look with the eyes of our hearts at what the flesh cannot see and patiently wait for that day. True hope is believing and waiting for the Lord to come and perfect us when this world collapses. We must have the hope that there is a tomorrow for us. The Apostle Paul, who had the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, also lived with the same hope as we do. We, too, live with hope for the kingdom of heaven and the millennial kingdom. Those who are not born again will perish with the collapse of this world, but for us who are born again, there is a new heaven and a new world. These hopes will surely be realized for us. The day will surely come when our imperfect bodies will be made perfect, and we will reign for 1,000 years in the new world. By looking forward to that day, we can have fearless hope in a world that is heading toward the end. Let us be patient and wait. Life in this world is difficult, but because we have hope, we can believe, pray, and make supplication before God, and this hope will be truly fulfilled for us. It is said that a person without hope is already dead. May you have hope, expectation, and dreams by believing in the Word of God. Just as the removal of our sins was real, when that time comes, the transformation of human flesh will also be real, and the fact that all creation will live forever without dying will also be real. Everyone, our hope is also real. Have faith. A person who has hope can become beautiful and can be happy. Without hope, one becomes unhappy. A person without dreams has no happiness. Because we have hope for the kingdom of heaven and the millennial kingdom, which are the new heaven and new earth, we are able to live happily in this world. The righteous must live with hope in the Holy Spirit and live spreading this hope. We must live hoping for the gospel to be spread throughout the whole world. When seen with faith, the whole world is not so vast. Though the beginning may be small, if we have hope and make our petitions to the Lord, the gospel will be preached throughout the entire world. Just as the Apostle Paul believed this way, we also must believe in this way. A person who has such hope is faithful in the work of spreading the beautiful gospel. We must live with the hope that the gospel will be spread in this vain age. We must preach the beautiful gospel to those in this age who are weary, without hope, and own nothing, and thus can only live wretchedly. Also, we must deliver to them the hope of the kingdom of heaven and the millennial kingdom, which only those who have believed in the gospel of the water and the Spirit and have had their sins removed can enter. We must rescue them from darkness. We must make them have the hope that, after these difficult times pass, the kingdom of the Lord will come. All ministers and saints who are born again by believing in the Word of God, let us live preaching the gospel to the ends of the world with the heavenly hope given through this beautiful gospel. This world will come to an end, but those who have hope will not end. Because their life on this earth is not everything. Those who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit have a second eternal life through the Lord.